Tim John owns Blue Mound Graphics, a company that prints religious calendars. He's the great-grandson of the founder of Miller Brewing Company and wrote a book called The Miller Beer Barons. John says the reason he's getting into the race is that no other candidate is talking about reducing the unemployment rate among African-American males in Milwaukee County. John calls it the biggest issue facing Wisconsin.
I've spent plenty of time in the inner city, and when one walks around, you can see depression and anxiety in these men's eyes, and a hopelessness that is terrible and causing our state lots and lots of problems.
John calls it a human rights issue, one that people need to address regardless of where they live in Wisconsin. Beyond that, he says lowering the African-American unemployment rate will shift people from tax users to taxpayers. At least at this point, John does not have a blueprint for how he'd handle other major issues that will confront the next governor, like how to pay for schools and Medicaid and balance another multi-billion dollar budget deficit.
My focus is going to be on the number one issue, which is putting black males back to work. And from that, all the other issues will begin to unravel in a positive way, and their answers will be discovered.
John would face Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett in a Democratic primary. 18-year-old Jared Gary Christensen of Ellsworth has also filed to run as a Democrat. Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker and former Congressman Mark Newman are among those seeking the Republican nomination. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.